You know, you can go out to Bosnia and kill 50,000. You can kill 100,000, but you cannot kill 1,000,000. Because if you do 1,000,000, there are so many conscientious people that will stand up and say, stop. So marriage is the process of building the future in flesh and blood. It is not just the process of saying, oh, it is not number, it's quality. Yes, it's quality and quantity. And we tell you this because many of the Muslims have been following the propaganda of the West, saying, oh, it's enough to have one child. It's very expensive to raise children. It is not very good to have too many children. The Prophet teaches us, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, تَزَاوَجُوا فَتَنَاسَلُوا وَتَكَاثَرُوا فَإِنِّي مُفَاخِرٌ بِكُمُ الْأُمَى يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ. And the meaning is, get married, intercourse and have children and grow in number, because I will be priding myself into you on the Day of Judgment. The problem is that people get married and have so many children and they are not responsible enough, the parents are not responsible enough to take care of them. And let me tell you a little piece of information that you have to remember. Many Muslims think, especially the educated, were sold a bill of goods. When I was growing up in Egypt, they used to brainwash me and my wife and say, the ideal family is to have 2 children because this is going to make you very happy. Of course, the educated buy that theory, but the farmer and uneducated, they don't buy. They keep growing in number. The same thing happens in Pakistan, the same thing happens in India, the same thing happens in the African American communities, the same thing happens in many parts of the world. So the number of uneducated keeps going up, and the number of the educated either stays as is or goes down. What's the result? The result is a complete decline of the society. And that's why it is the responsibility of the educated, of the ones who know how to read the Quran, of the ones who know how to read and write, the ones who have been invested in intellectually, to marry and have at least 4 children or 5 children. Why? Because if we are here in America and we have 6 to 8 million Muslims, and we are all educated and we are the creme de la creme of the Muslim society, if we have 4 children each, the population of the Muslims in 15 years' time will grow from 6 million to at least 20 million to 25 million, and we say Allahu Akbar. Because out of the 25 million, you will generate a market for so many things. For selling newspapers, for having a TV station, for having a radio station, for having a banking system, for having a grocery store system, and this is what the Latinos did in America. And if those of you who lived here 25, 30 years ago, they will know exactly what I'm talking about. أقول قولي هذا وأستغفر الله لي ولكم والله يغفر لكم ويكفر عنكم ذنوبكم إنه نعم المولى ونعم النصير. اللهم اغفر لنا. الحمد لله ثم الحمد لله. الحمد لله الذي هدانا لهذا وما كنا لنهتدي لولا أن هدانا الله. الحمد لله غافر الذنوب جميعها إلا الشرك به. والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وعلى صحبه وعلى التابعين. إن شاء الله in the next khutbah we'll continue on this very important subject, and you can have the tapes after we finish the prayers, إن شاء الله. I pray that we will all listen, and we'll listen and we'll follow, إن شاء الله, what we listen to. اللهم إني داع تقول آمين. اللهم اغفر للمسلمين والمسلمات والمؤمنين والمؤمنات الأحياء منهم والأموات إنك أنت سميع مجيب الدعوات. Oh Allah, we pray that you make the Holy Quran the articulacy of our tongues, and the wisdom of our minds, and the pleasure and the comfort of our hearts. Oh Allah, we pray that you will bless our children and grandchildren and families, and that you will give us the best gift in this life. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. والذين يقولون ربنا هب لنا من أزواجنا وذرياتنا قرة أعين واجعلنا للمتقين إماما. And the meaning is, and those who say, Ya Allah, give us the best gift in this life, and that is spouses, husbands and wives and offspring, children, grandchildren, that will be the comfort of our hearts to enjoy and the pleasure of our eyes to see the achievements thereof.
Allah, we pray that you will accept our prayers, that you will guide us on the right of path, that you will give victory to all who are fighting for your cause, that you will take away oppression from those who are oppressed, that you will give happiness to those who are sad, and that you will give speedy recovery to a very dear sister who came from the Midwest. Her name is Amatullah Akbar. She is laying on bed at the Martin Luther King Hospital, dying of cancer. Ya Allah, give her recovery. Ya Allah, give her comfort. Ya Allah, give her comfort and recovery. Ameen, Thumma Ameen. Allah, we pray that you will give speedy recovery to the ill and the sick, and that you will accept those who died before us in paradise. Allahumma akhzi al-muslimin wal-muslimat wal-mu'minin wal-mu'minat. Al-ahya'i minhum al-amwat, innaka anta sami'u mujibu al-da'awat. عباد الله إن الله يأمر بالعدل والإحسان وإيتاء ذي القربى وينهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر والبغي يعظكم لعلكم تذكرون اذكروا الله يذكركم واستغفروه يغفر لكم وآخر دعوانا الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا محمد أقم الصلاة صلاتنا على الفحشاء والمنكر وذكروا الله يذكركم
الله أكبر الله أكبر أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله حي على الصلاة حي على الفلاح قد قامت الصلاة قد قامت الصلاة الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله
لا إله إلا الله لا إله إلا الله رسول الله استووا Stand up in straight lines, don't leave gaps among your ranks. Welcome to Allahu Akbar. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم ألهاكم التكاثر حتى زرتم المقابر كلا سوف تعلمون ثم كلا سوف تعلمون كلا لو تعلمون علم اليقين لترون الجحيم ثم لترونها عين اليقين ثم لتسألن يومئذ عن النعيم الله أكبر والله لمن حمده الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين آمين الله الرحمن الرحيم. إنا أعطيناك الكوثر فصل لربك وانحر إن شانئك هو الأبتر. الله أكبر. والله لمن حمده. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. السلام عليكم. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله.